We're learning about the Isis in order to understand what Rav Kook is saying in Arish HaTayra from the Sefer Shivainai. We can't spend too much time on this inyan. As I said last week, it's really Maim She'en Hem Saif. Maim She'en Hem Saif. There's so much, and just at least to a little bit to feel that mitzias of the Susi Eish, of the Asman, the Reis, of the letters of Torah, the fiery letters of the Aleph Beis that Rav Kook is talking about, that have the ability to take a person beyond the limitations of his intellect. So last week, we were seeing these beautiful tziurim that the Mechaber is using, all to help us understand a sentence from the letter of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that we didn't get to yet, we're going to get to right now. So the bottom right-hand side of the page, of the second page that you have, and I think you have another couple of pages after that you still have. So you see on the right-hand side on the bottom it says, Uchesha Odom Peseach Espiv. So on Samach Beis, Uchesha Odom Peseach Espiv. I can't go over what we were talking about last week. It was it was a breathtaking journey that he took us on. The Sraf, the Malach, and the Sraf, and the Chayis, the Efanim, the Sraf, and the Chayis. And what an ice comes from, where an ice, and it's Chaval that we didn't have the time to finish this part last week. So let's make believe it's last Erev Shabbos. Except that without any of the aggravation that anybody had during this week. Just everything good, only good things. I said to my wife last night that I feel it's such a shame because already Sari Meinu already was Nifta. Avram Avinu is already old. I feel that these parashas are moving so quickly. And I said to my wife, I wish that we could have two Shabbos's Chai Sari. You know, two Shabbos. Sari Meinu, we didn't even get to talk. And she's already Nifta this week. So you got Thomas Sauer, because I didn't have a chance to get to spend some time, and then it's already finished. And then it's already the Avon Zokim Vabiyom, they told us it's already going to be Avon Avin is already going. Everything is too fast, they don't have time. When a person opens his mouth, obviously, B'chachma, the Stam to say words. This is a kulam paiskum is pihem. It's bechachma. When a person opens his mouth with words of Torah, with words of tefillah, with words of his chazkus, simcha, good words, bechachma. Uchshaadu pesach es piv bechachma, umoitzi mi piv es oisi es ha Torah va tefillah, and he utters those Isis. He says Vayi Yuchai Sar. When he says the Isis, the Vav, the Yud, when he says the Isis, the letters of Torah and Tefillah, and as we learned, I can't chazen now what each letter is. We're going to see more from Rabbi Mendel Vitebska. We'll start today. Ein Kates. Ein Kates, Leviris, Apulois, and Nefloys, and Asim Chalolimus. There's no end to explain the Pulois and Nefloys, the wondrous Pulois, the wondrous things that are happening. Hanasim Chalolimus, when a Jew says the Isis of the Aleph Beis in Torah and Tefillah. Not just when he's reading from the Sefer or the Siddur, but when he himself, when a Jew is speaking and saying over Torah, saying words of Chachma, of Divrei Torah, and so on. Umaitzim mipivus as Isis at Torah v'atil en kates the vore as ha'pulus and the flows hanasim b'chal olamis. The unbelievable pulus that are happening in all worlds. B'chal olamis. V'afkish adam chayshev as Isis alav beis. And he says, V'afkish adam chayshev as Isis alav beis b'fad. And if a person thinks about the letters of the Aleph Beis, and what we've been talking about, And when you think about the name of everything, what everything, the name that everything has, Lashna Kodesh, what that means, Mayim Yud Mem, Mayim. What Mayim, the Isis, where does the Mem come from? Where does the Yud, where's the end of Mem, where does it come from? And a person learns the Inyan of what each Is is. And remember, again, the Tziyurim of last week, of all of the Seichel, all of the Sichlius of all worlds, and the high Amalach, and the high, and all the way up, and everything is singing that song for the Bari Olam. The Isis that we have is just after infinite descents into the physical, into those physical capsules of an Aleph, a Beis, and a Gimel. When a person learns what an Aleph is, what a Beis is, and starts that climb up to where the ice comes from. And then the ice is put together into words and so on. These letters, when the person thinks, realizes and thinks, she'elu ha'aisiyas, that these letters, heim heim chiyas adavim makairai. These letters are not symbols. These letters are the actual, is the life, is the neshama of this thing. So the Isis Mem Yud and Ender Mem, it's not something that, for whatever reason, how it came down, that it symbolizes this thing called water, but that's the Chiyas of the water. It's the Mitzias of the water. Because the water has a Sherish in the higher worlds till it goes through all of those worlds and becomes water. And therefore water means other things. When we climb up to what water is, so we go to a world of Torah, that the Torah is called Samil Chulamayim, and many other things. If a person looks in the Svarim HaKadoshim to understand what is Mayim and what that means, that Mayim is Chesed and what each of the Isis and so on. We'll see more about that in the piece from the Pre-Arts where Mendel Vitebska talks about. The Heim Heim Asichlim Atzumim Malochim Niflod. The Isis are Sichlim Atzumim, unbelievable levels of Ruchnias. Malochim Niflod, as we spoke about last week. Malochim, Mishayrim, singing songs. Miroimim Makalsim, Maritzim, Magdish, Mamlichim, and Neralila, singing these songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Machshav Azu, if a person is able to, once in a while, to stop and to think about this. And that's really what Rav Kook is talking about. If a person focuses on the Isis, that he's able to go higher than the Gvulim of his own Havan, of his own understanding. With these thoughts, a person is able to draw more of that light into this world. Something's happened. It's Hashem Hamartayim v'Hashem Hamirchayim. That through our Diburim and our Machshavos, we are able to single out Hashem and to distinguish Hashem, and Hashem singles us out as His people. And more and more, when the person joins together the Isis and the Machshav, and you could try to do that. Even people like us could do that. That when you have a little time and you're learning something, or if you have time by davening, to try in your mind to think about the Isis that you're saying, to picture the Isis the way that they're written in the Sefer Torah. That's the ideal thing. You can even get now, they have Sidur that does it for you, makes it easier. It already has, not just now, there's a Ksav HaShuras that I remember already, was already years ago. So the Sidur that you have in Ksav HaShuras, and to try to picture the Isis of what you're saying, you have to stop a little bit and to think about the Isis, even though we don't know. Obviously, if a person learns the Inyan of the Isis, then he'll have a much, 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 much deeper appreciation, understanding, and he'll get more excited about it. But even regular, just stop. If you're able to stop and think about the Isis, then you'll feel. Then you come back, you'll feel how that makes a difference. You come back and you try to learn the Inyan again, or to try daven that thing again, and you just take a little part of this of davening, and you try with the Isis. And to look inside and to see the Isis. And if you have Ksav HaShuras Siddur, it's easier to look inside and to close your eyes and to imagine in your mind to see the Isis. And you could see them on fire. To imagine them, the Isis, see the Aleph of Ashrei, to see it starting to catch on fire, to go on fire. There are different exercises. And this is Bainanus of the Isis, that the whole Sefer and this thing, I would like, but there's not time to go into it. But, and it's brought down in so many different swarm. But to begin a little bit, to think like that, by Noisef as Gram Hamilus, Yosef Yosef, to go higher and higher, Kashem, Makavan, Kavan, Achas, Mailo, Kavan, Satyrus, Ashen, Nesgalu, Baracha, Kaidus, Ayde, Harizal, it's not for people like us, the Kavanis and the Isis of the Harizal, the Veshash, even if you open up a Siddur, if you look, just to look inside for a second, not to use it, it's not for us, but to look inside a Siddur from the Veshash, a Siddur from the Ari, with the Kavanis and the Isis and the Shemus of Hashem, even though we don't understand it, just to see what it is. As I'm a sakin who is called oilemus, a person can make such tikkunim in all oilemus. For isa nachas ruach lebayrai, which the Ariya Kodesh and the Rashash and other tzaddikim said, the ika nachas ruach that we give Hashem when we are miyached yichudim. We think of these things. Okay, we're just trying, to be simple Jews and to have a little bit of concentration. This is big madragas. Amalas klal habriya, to lift up the whole briya leroyim shachakim umeyil lo kol ha'olam benigel kvod Hashem. To bring light to the whole world, and the nigla kved Hashem to reveal Hashem's kavod. Now, we go to the sentence in the Baal Shem Tov's letter. And as I told you last Erev Shabbos, this is the only absolutely clear, authentic letter that we have in the Ksav Yad from the Baal Shem. Atam ha'ayin tovim v'taskil. You who is learning this, understand. Ka'akol nichlal be'elu hadvar. And all that we're saying here that we're learning, everything is nichlal, everything is be'emes, is the deeper meaning included in the asher nichtavu b'michtav glulei yidei hakodesh, that was written in the letter that was written with the holy hands of Or Shivas Yomim, the light of the 7 days of creation of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is the sentence from the Baal Shem Tov's letter, where I'm sure that many of you know that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that he had an Aliyas Neshama in Rosh Hashanah that year, that his Neshama, he saw his Neshama rise up to the place of Mashiach in Shemayim. And he asked Mashiach, Emosai Ka'asimar. He asked Mashiach, when are you coming to this world? So most people are familiar with this, the one sentence of the answer of Mashiach. It's only part of the answer. Because it's also a famous Lubavitcher Niggun. So the people that know the Niggun know this part of the answer. L'chsheyafutza mayinasechachutza. That the Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, when your wellsprings will spread forth into the world. But that's not all Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov. Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov that each and every Jew, through the spreading forth of your teachings, there will come a time that each and every Jew will be able to be miyached yichudim, will be able to be on such a level where he's able to, with the words of davening and with the words of tefillah, will be able to make yichudim, unifications of the Isis of the holy names of Hashem. And Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, Ki b'chol ois v'ois, Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov these words, in every single letter, Ki b'chol ois v'ois, Yesh oilem ois, neshamais velokus. Now there are some written on this sentence, Ki b'chol ois v'ois, in every single letter, there are worlds, souls, and godliness. Va'olim umiskashrim, and they rise up and join together, umiyachadim ze'im ze', and become unified one with the other, united one with the other. Va'achakach, and afterwards, miskashrim umisyachadim ha'isis v'nasim teva, and the letters join together to form a word. Yichud amiti belakus, and they join together in a yichud, in a true yichud of elokus, of godliness. V'tichlo nishmascha imahem, and the Mashiach tells the Baal Shem Tov, join your soul together with the letters, connect your soul to the Isis, bring your soul into the Isis. B'chol b'chino b'chino ma'anal, in every aspect that I said, meaning, Eilemus, Neshamus, and Elokus. U'misyachadim kol Eilemus ke'echad, and all worlds will be joined together as one. V'oilem v'nasim, and they will rise up, v'nasim simcha v'tanu godla ein shir, and this will cause there to be joy and delight, la'ein shir, without end. And Adkan. And Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov that through your teachings, every single Jew will learn how to do this, will know how to do this. Adkan. This wasn't part of our curriculum. For those who want to understand more about this, we're not going to have, we don't have time. It's not a shiur in the Isis. Just to have a little bit of a taste of it, but I'm sure some of you have seen Rav Yitzhak Ginsburg's Sefer on the Isis of Lashon HaKodesh, which is now, he wrote it in English. It's now it's translated into Hebrew. But in the Hebrew, it takes up less, if you're fluent in Hebrew, it's much easier because it's fewer pages, and the Lashonis are the original Lashonis from the Sfan. But I don't know if it's available now. It was printed already a few times. I don't know if you can still get it. But if you look on Gal Einai on the computer, Gal Einai, so then that's where I think all of Rav Ginsburg's Shiurim and all of the Svarim can be ordered from there. So I don't know if it's still available. But the Sefer in English. But this entire Sefer from Rav Ginsburg on the Isis is to explain in each of the letters Eilemus, Neshamus, and Elokus. It's a hard sefer, but it's doable. It's doable. It's the basis of my wife. She should be well. Every single shulis is the basis of what she teaches on shulis. She just has a few minutes to do each shulis a different letter. Which there, it's in a very in, by Rav Ginsburg. It's very very open and very expansive. How each letter to try to understand what not. It's not his chidushim. There are many chidushim there too. He's a very original mind, but the ikkar is to bring down how in each and every letter, a person can meditate on these three levels of Eilemus, Neshamus, and Elokus. And if a person wants to look into this, it would be kedai to order that sefer if it's available. Of Eilemus, Neshamus, and Elokus. When that Sefer first came, there was nothing else. There still isn't really anything else like this, not in English or in Lashon HaKodesh. And when it first came out, I had such a shiur I came from one Mamish out of. If you look at it, you'll see that it's something to work on, to think about. But we don't have time to go into the Inyan. But that's some place that if you look at that, you'll have a very, very big Simcha and Hatanug. But this is what Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that each and every Jew will be able to make Yichudim, and will be able to include his Neshama, to join his Neshama with the letters. And in each letter, there's Eilemus, Neshamas, and Elokus, and each and every one of us can connect our Neshama, each person's Neshama, he can connect to the Eilemus, Neshamas, and Elokus, and then Mashiach will come. So if you think about it, it can get a little bit sad to think, oh, it's the first time I ever heard of this, so, and we're already, open to these things. Most of the firm world wouldn't, I don't know how to say that, but a lot of people wouldn't even be open to seeing this or hearing this or what it's about. But it's happening in very, very mysterious ways. It's happening. That's what he told him. Adkan. Uperish advarim, and just the simple explanation of there is one, Uperish advarim. Eilemus heim hamalachim, ashiyesh b'chal ois v'ois kanal. Eilemus worlds are the angels, the malachim, that are in every single letter, as we spoke about last day of Shabbos. And these, as we saw, the malachim rise up and then fuse into and merge into and become enclosed in the higher level of reality, shahim neshamas. La'ilmas yaisa el yainim shahim neshamas. Nishmas Yisrael, which is higher than any angel. The sherish of our neshamas. The root of our neshamas. Abdusayach ha'kol, or ha'baris baruch elokus, and then elokus, which is the light of God himself, ad ein cheke. Ubesefer Imre Pinchas, and in the Sefer Imre Pinchas, which are teachings that were put together from the Torahs of the Rebbe Pinchas Karitza, ubesefer Imre Pinchas, hevi misefer mavoy ha'shom la'arizal. So Pinchas Karitza brings from the Ari, ech shekol ois v'ois, how on each and every letter, reich v'nalav neshamas u'malachim v'ashchina. How in each and every letter, they're riding upon each letter that when we say Ashrei, Aleph Shin Reish Yud, on each letter, they are riding upon each letter Neshamas, Umalachim, and Ashrin, which is Elokus. Neshamas, Eilamas Elokus, She'odim Ma'amin B'zeh, and if a person believes this, obviously we can't see this, but if a person believes this, Ukshadam Mamin Baza, based philoso, especially during the time of Davening, if you believe this. And this is again, this is all the tzaddikim, all the Rabchaim Lajan Abshan, this is a very the Ikka Kavana Rabchaim Lajan says, the Isis. It's not a chassidus thing. The letter, of course, is the Baal Shem Tov's letter, this Indian of how it was in the letter. But this is from the Kisari and from the Zohar Kodesh. When a person believes this, especially during the time that he's davening, you're able to draw the highest infinite light of Hashem into the Isis to open up currents and energy of bracha. And the same thing as I was talking about, we're not going to have time to go into the Shemus, our Jewish names, and when you call yourself by your Jewish name, and when you call your children by the entire Jewish name, by the whole Jewish name, if it's two names or three names, whatever it is to call by that name, also, and if you stop and you think about the Isis of your name and the Isis of your children's names, then your mamshich or ein sof b'sach Isis ayin sham, and there's no end to all the brachas that come with that. Which he talks about in a Sham Yuchat, a special place in the Sefer. The next page you have, it should say on a base, yeah? Kufches, you have that? Even though I made a chesh and I wrote down pages that I wanted to do, but I think it comes out to be like two-thirds of the Sefer. And it's not for now. But to go to the next chapter of Ayres HaTorah without learning this very famous piece from the Pri Haaretz from Reb Mendel Vitebsky, it's just quoted verbatim here. But I focused that it's from here because the Isis here are easier and bigger than in the Pri Haaretz that I have, where it's small Rashi writing, and here it's big and clear. So, but it's we're going to learn it from Reb Mendel Vitebsky. Na'arav l'fanecha. So the author here says, let me place before you Maim Niflum Yisefer HaKadosh Pri Haaretz. Those who have the Pri Haaretz at home from Mendel Vitebsky, so it's always good to see it and to learn the whole thing. Not going to see the whole thing. I'm sure that you all know that Mendel Vitebsky was also called Mendel from Hrdenke, which is also called Grodno. Mendel Vitebsky was the Rosh Achabur, really, of the Talmidim of the Mezitcha Magid. He was already a little bit of a Talmud Chover of the Mezitcha Magid. And it was the oldest, and it was really the Manhig of the Talmidim of Mezitcha Magid. And he was the Rosh Achabur after the Mezitcha Magid passed away. And the Baal Tanya accepted upon himself Reb Mendel Vitebsky as his Rebbe and Madrich. And then Rav Mendel of Vitebsk, as you know, moved to Eretz Yisrael to lead the Hasidim. He was from the leaders of that Aliyah of the Hasidim to Tveria. They eventually went to Tveria, and he's buried in Tveria in the Chassidische Chalukah of the old cemetery, and it's a very, 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 very beautiful and peaceful place to go daven if you're in Tveria. It's very kedai to go there to daven by Rav Mendel Vitebsk.
What year? When did he make that
aliyah? What year that was? In 1789. I don't remember exactly. In Parshas Vayikash, Hashem many yizbor lecha hamishna hanal, v'gam yizbor inin hadas hanelam besoid lashon hakodesh. We're there in that short piece that we're going to learn. Rav Mendel helps us to understand. It's hard for us to understand even this, but to try to understand the side of Lashon HaKodesh, the side, the mystery or the secret of Lashon HaKodesh. The side HaTe'arim VaKinuyim HaGashmim and the Skarmat HaSeno HaKodesh. And in doing that, Rav Mendel talks about the way the Torah uses physical things, words, to talk about Hashem, Yad Hashem, which the Rambam talks about, of course, the whole first part of the Merneh Vuchism on this Indian, Yad Hashem and Einei Hashem and so on. What does that mean, Yad Hashem? It's obviously nothing physical, so the Torah uses such a thing, Yad Hashem, Pi Hashem, and so on. And these are his words. So, from now until the end, these are the words of the P.R.s. So it means you have to sit up a little bit straighter, because we're not talking about a tzaddik from our generation, we're talking about Kodesh HaKadoshim from Mendel Vitebsker, which also means that a lot of it we're not going to understand. V'hine klolus ha-tzimtzum heim ha-aisis. Klolus ha-tzimtzum heim ha-aisis. Everybody knows that in order to create this world and all created worlds, Hashem had to hold back his infinite light and level upon level, lower and lower and lower, lower, there were veils and coverings until finally that infinite light of Hashem made its way in a very, very dim, comparably, dim way into this world. It's so dim that there are people who don't believe in it at all. The people don't believe in it and don't think about it and don't care about it. But Rav Mendel says, Klolus ha-tzimtzum heim ha-aisius. The klolus of where the tzimtzum, into what the tzimtzum is mitzamtzem, the ikr, is into the aisius of the aleph beis. That's what we were talking about last week. Umibsari echze aloika, says in Pasuk, that with my flesh I will see God. Mibsari echze aloika. Which is again what we were learning in the Mevay Hashem from the Piazetzna, this inin, which is the side of Chassidus, of Mibsari echze aloika. Which you see in the word Besari, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Yisrael Baal Shem, right? The word Besari is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. Umi Besari with my flesh, and from my flesh, Echze Eloika, I will see God. It's the whole inyan of the Arik, Ari HaKadosh, from the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and how is Mishtalshon to the Arizal, into the Torah of the Baal Shem, to us. Kashi is bainain ha'adam b'tchilas machshavtai ha'mishaytetes. When a person first thinks, is misbainin kashi is bainain ha'adam b'tchilas machshavtai ha'mishaytetes. He thinks about thinking. He thinks about his thoughts. B'tchilas machshavta hamishetetes. The thoughts that are wandering. Machshavta mishetetes. Ve'ena nocha klal. That his thoughts are not at rest. It doesn't stop. The thoughts don't stop. Achayis rotsa v'shoif. Like it says about the Malachim in Yechezkel, that the chayis, the angels, are running back and forth. Chayishay tzura, v'loyveish tzura, and the person's thoughts put on one garment, they put on a certain levush, the thoughts at that moment, take off that levush, put on another levush, a person's thoughts, constantly moving, constantly changing. Hakol hematsuras oisius. Everything he says, everything takes place in the shape of letters. Again, unfortunately, almost everybody here, I think, I don't know, there are some, if there's anybody here that's not American or English or whatever. So we all think in English. So you think in English, which is a very, very sad thing. That it's not anything you think that's like, is that the worst thing that's in Golas? It really is a very bad thing that's what it is. We think in English. Our parents and grandparents thought in Lashna Kodesh. And even if it wasn't in Hebrew, but they thought in the oisius of Lashna Kodesh, because our parents and grandparents, the Ashkenazim, they were doing everything in Yiddish. And Yiddish was, everything was the letters of the alphabet. And the Svadishev were either actual Lashna Kodesh, and they were thinking in Lashna Kodesh. And even by them, when it was Ladino or it was Arabic, it was also with what? With the letters of Hebrew. Everything they did was with the ICS. Jews always thought in Hebrew letters, until recently. Jews thought in Hebrew letters. When the Rambam wrote Arabic, he didn't write it in the Arabic script, even though, of course, he knew Arabic. And there are things that he wrote also in Arabic script. But he wrote it in Hebrew, meaning with the letters of the alphabet, Arabic with the letters of the alphabet. When they spoke Aramish, they spoke Aramaic, but they thought everything was the letters of the alphabet. All Yiddish was with the letters of the alphabet. That's how our grandparents, great grandparents, they all thought, all their thoughts were in alphabet. It's only now that we're thinking with different letters, with the English letters. Whether the person lives in America, or lives in Europe, or lives in wherever, and the Isis are Isis of English, the letters are English letters, he's not thinking Lashna Kodesh. Lashna Kodesh is Hebrew, say that, but at least the Isis of the Alabes, all of our grandparents thought in the Isis of Alabes. I don't think there's anybody, not unless you're a real American for generations, but even there isn't a grandparent here who didn't speak Yiddish, or a great-great-great-grandparent who didn't speak Yiddish or think in Yiddish. They're all the Isis of the Alabes. It's a very big tragedy that we think with English letters. Well, that's not our fault, what can you do about it? But that's how we think. We think with English letters. But at least by davening and learning, we have a break from the English. And by davening and learning, it could be back to the olive base. So when a person begins, his thoughts are flying all over the place. Chayes rotsa v'shoif. Paishetzu, leivetzu, hakol hematzuas oisius. Letters in his brain. Everything takes on different forms. When he's thinking about the water, so he thinks mayim yud mem. Or if it's in Yiddish, then he's thinking vav vav alav samach ayin reis vaser. And he's thinking that in his head. Those oisius. In the English, you're thinking about W-A-T-E-R. It's a big rachmanis. But that's a very big part of Galus. Ki bilti evsharis hasogas machshava mibli oisius. A person can't think without letters. You and I are incapable of thinking without letters. You can think of a picture, You could have a picture in your head, you're just thinking about a tree or the ocean. But articulated thoughts have letters. Ki bli oisiyas ha-machshava pshuta ve'ni musegas klal migodl pashtusa. So if you just think of the tree, in other words, if you think of all you have in your mind is the picture of the tree, you're just taking it easy, and you have in your mind the picture of the tree. So what Mendel is saying is that ki bli oisiyas ha-machshava So the machshava is pshuta. It's just in your head, you tie it, all you have is just a picture of a tree. Like a child. A child can't think of eights. He doesn't know. He's a little kid, doesn't know the ayin and the tzadik, he doesn't know. Or he doesn't know, whatever, in Yiddish, that it's a boim. He just has a picture of a tree. He doesn't even know English yet, the spell, T-R-E-E. He just has the tree. He sees this big thing in his head. So when you say to the child, do you like the tree outside? He doesn't think any oasis. He just thinks of a tree. And sometimes an adult is just visualizing. It's a very healthy and good thing and relaxing thing. So you don't see oasis, you just see the tree in your brain like a child. But without the oasis, the machshav is pshut. There's no depth to it. It's a simple machshav. It's a machshav that's no frills, plain. It's not be'emes, a developed thought that could take a person into the pnimius of something. Even though it's a healthy thing to begin with a visualization. Ve'enim u'segas klal. You're not thinking about, again, with the trunk and the branches and the leaves and the flowers and the fruit and what each thing is, prati pratius. Veni nikres machshava kim achre tzimtzum hapshitas. In the beginning, the pshitas means it's just one big thing. It's like a light, the tree. But the light of the tree hasn't yet descended into the kalim of the oisius of branches, bark, leaves, and so on. It hasn't yet descended into those details, like we were learning about in the earlier prakim of Ayis HaTayr. And it hasn't descended into it. It's still in a state of pshitas, of like a raw, wide-open light. And through the Ayis begin to define, to limit, so it's a sycamore tree. I'm again using the English. It's this, and it's not that. And you're thinking about it's the leaves. Leaves are, and it begins to be mitzamtzem, and the oisius. Ve'ena nikris machshava kim achrei tzimtzum hapshita. It's not really a machshava, it's a vision, but it's not a machshava. It only begins to take on the life of a machshava after the tzimtzum of the pshitas, when that undifferentiated one light of a picture descends lower and lower into the oisius of the tree. Poishet sura v'loves suras oisius acherim. And then a person's mind, eitz could already mean from the word eitz, he could come to Torah, because he knows eitz chaim hil mahazikim ba. So the oisius ayin tzadik, I'm not even talking about before the oisius, of what each ois means. The word eitz itself, anaf means a branch, but anaf could take you to other things. And the other thing to other things. And tzirufim of letters joining other letters. And it becomes a river, a flowing river of different machshavas, oisius. So it was just a picture of a tree, and now it became more specific of an eight, and then from there it branches out literally into many, many, many things. And from each word, from each ice and from each word in Lashon HaKodesh, a person can make his way to the Borei Olam. Can climb. If you keep on climbing, if you keep on climbing with Isis, step after step after step after step, when you get to the top, then it's ding, Ein Sof. Then it's the Infinite One Himself. With any single letter, and certainly with every single word, if you keep on going with that, and you climb. Through the Isis, you climb through all of the Ilamas. Eventually, you get to Elokus. It's through the Isis. The beginning is the Isis. Through the Isis, Neshamas, Elokus. It's a climb. It begins with Isis. Kimitzav lechachma, achakach, mevin dover bebina. It begins with chachma. Chachma is, as you know, we're learning about it in Tanya. Chachma has not yet been divided into all kinds of separate pratim. It's more of a general machshava. And then achakach, mevin dover bebina. Then Mevin Dover Babina, to understand, to think about one thing from within that thing, again branching more and more off. Umizgala Hadas, Chachma, Bina, and Das, Shahiya Behelim, that was hidden until now, Machriya ben Chachma Labina, which is the balance and the connection between Chachma and Bina. Va'ach Hezgalus Hadas, and after the Hezgalus of the revelation of Das, Yoitzim HaMidas, then we come to the Midas in this journey. Chesed, right? Ahava, V'yira, Ahava V'yira, love and fear. Umizgala Yoitzil Achriya B'nei B'Teferis, and the balance of Ahava V'yira, of Chesed and Gevura, is Teferis. V'chein Ad Saif Kalamidas, all the way to Malchus. Because the main purpose of Das is to be machriya and to join together the two into one. Therefore, Das is Lashna Kaidish. Liyosa machriya ben chachma nikra kaidish, kiyadua. In the Svarim, Chachma is called Kodesh. V'amachriya nikra Lashon. Das is called Lashon. Why is Das called Lashon? So you have to know Lashon HaKodesh to answer that. The reason that Das is called Lashon, again, Kodesh is Chachma. It's the big picture. Lashon is Das, where already a person's machriya between Chachma Bina, and then further down between Chesed and Gevura and so on. Why is Das called Lashon? The Machriya Nikra Lashon came Knei Hamishkailas Shalmas Naim. But the old scales, you know, that you have the two things and the weights, the old scales, the piece, that bar, used to have the doctor's office, right? Now everything is electric, but the bar that's holding the mishkalos, that piece is called the Lashon. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's called Lashon. Which, you know, the word Lashon means language or tongue. The Shirish is that piece, that's Machriya. That's the piece of balance. That's called Lashon. V'machriya nikra Lashon k'ein k'nei mishkailos shalmas naim shemizboinein ha'achra min ha'lashon ha'yotze min ha'kana u'machriya l'ezet tzad. The purpose of that is to see to measure the weight of each side and to be machriya that it should be. Of course, that's how you tell the weight of something. You put on here, you put on here until it's balanced, and that's how you could tell the weight. I don't know if the people here that are under 30 or 40, I don't know if that's still something maybe in school you had to use, or that was how things were always weighed. The piece they call in Loshon Ashkenaz, in Yiddish, it's called also Loshon, that piece. V'ini yadua maimer, it's well known, the maimer of Chazal, that by Raisa Barakut Shabichu Alma, that Hashem created the world with the Torah. V'chena Targum al Bereishis Bara, and if you look in the Targum on the words Bereishis Bara, he translates it V'chachmasa Bara, with Chachma. Ki ha-Chachma hi ha-Tayra, because Chachma is Tayra. That's the Torah. V'ha-Tayra hi ha-Aisiyas, and the Torah is the letters of the Aleph Beis. As we learned way back when we started Eiras HaTayra, well, not all the way back, in Parag Gimel, the Aisiyas, Beis and Gimel, the Aisiyas, like the Ramban, remember we learned the letters of the Torah from Beis and Bereishis all the way to the Lamed of Lein Kli Yisrael, all the Aisiyas, that's Torah. Then afterwards it was broken down into words. Ka'chachmu hi ha'tayra, va'tayra hi ha'aisiyas. Klala de milsa, sha'aylam means the klal is, sha'aylam nivra ba'aisiyas. That the world was created with the Aisiyas. That's why B'tzalel was able to make the Mishkan. B'tzalel knew the side of the Aisiyas. Lachashayv machashadas, Chazal say, with the Aisiyas of the Aleph Beis, shenivra hem shamayim v'aretz. And that's the same, he had to know, in order to build the Mishkan, he had to know how the Isis we used to build the world, because the Mishkan is main the world, and therefore he had to know the Isis, and B'tzal is B'tzel, Kel, and Moshe Rabbeinu said on B'tzal that he knew this, which meant he knew the side of the Isis, which is the secret of Tzimtzum, of the infinite descending into this Levush of the world and becoming finite. So B'tzal was able to take the infinite and to design a Mishkan, which this is 5 amas, this is 10 amas, this is 2 amas, this is an amah v'chetzi, and he's able in these shiurim of set and defined things, limited pieces of things, he's able to bring the Shechina. But you can't do that without knowing the Isis. You can't do that without knowing the Isis. And not knowing the Isis like we know the Isis, like we know when we were in first grade or whatever in Chayim. To know the Isis. That's what the Medal is saying. Bereishis Bara. And that's why it's Elokim, Bereishis Elokim Es, Aleph Tilsaf. Es HaShemayim. Which is the Aleph Tilsaf, that's the Sharish of all Ruchnias. Es, Aleph Tilsaf, HaShemayim. The Es, Aleph Tilsaf, Ha'aretz, how the Isis of from Aleph till Sof descend through all the Tzimtzum and Amislabish in Ha'aretz, in physical reality. But that's why it says, Bereishis Elokim Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. Ka'chochme hi'atayra. Ha'atayra hi'aisis. Kol demilsa sha'ilam nivra ba'aisis. All was created with Isis, with the letters. Shu'inyin ha'tzimtzum. And the Isis is the Tzimtzum. The same way in our way of thinking, it's not a picture of a tree. There's no tree like that. It's when you begin to put into the Isis, the different parts of the tree and everything else about the tree, that you could actually have a tree. Of course, we can't create things without Machshav, as Hashem does. Kula mechochma asisa, mela haaretz k'nineicha, Hashem created with his thoughts that came into that were enclosed in the letters of the Aleph Beis. As the author explains in Shaykh Ramuna, that the Machshavas became of Hashem became enclosed into the Isis Hadibur, into the Isis of Lashon HaKodesh. And with those Isis, Hashem created the world. which is the Inyan of Tzimtzum, of the constriction of the infinite light into the Isis. So the Isis came down to make those things. It's not just one Tzimtzum, of course. Tzimtzumim, Tzimtzumim. Yesh ad ein misper, beyond anything that could be counted. Kol shkein she'ein lahasigam, and certainly we can't comprehend this. Ki gavor me'al gavor ha'shomer. Because as it says in Kohelet, gavor me'al gavor, there's the higher one is upon the higher. In other words, there are levels that are higher than levels. Va'olam es ein misper, and there's no end to the worlds. Ki yaduva me'inyan hatamim nekudas tagim shelamal min ha'asiyus. Rav Mendel Vitebska speaks a lot about this in Pri Haaretz. It's not just that we have the Isis. We have the trop of the Isis, right? The every word in the Torah has trop. I don't know how you say that in English, but you know what the trop is. In English, a niggin. There's a word for it in English. Cantillations. So, it has a niggin. There's a niggin. There's a tam. There's a niggin. And every letter has nekudas. We don't see with our eyes. We spoke about that a little bit as vowels. And the tagin, and the crowns. And the crowns of the letters. Not all, but the crowns of those letters. Shulamalam na Isis. For us, that means that the Isis are higher than the Isis. But the Isis of Lashon HaKodesh have crowns. What does that mean, that the Isis, the letters, have crowns? It means that they begin. The Isis begin from the crown, from Keser. And they come from a world that's infinitely higher than this world. You don't have crowns in English. You don't have crowns in any other language. And if there is, maybe in some other alphabet there is, but it would only be an imitation of the Isis of Lashon HaKodesh, where there are crowns on the letters. You know, in the Isis HaTorah, there's no other script. Maybe, again, it could be that there's something. I don't know what the different scripts, but Isis that have, that the Isis have crowns, that's Lashon HaKodesh. And the whole Indian of a Kometz, a Pasach, a Segel, within the Kudas themselves, as we spoke about, have neshama, have chiyas, and means something, but it means kamatz. Like Rav Kook explains in Reish Milim, that I mentioned last week, it's a very, very, very hard sefer, where he has on the nekudas. On the nekudas. There's so much just on the nekudas. And on the crowns. Everybody knows how Rabbi Kiva was darshaning tili tilim shal halachas. The Rabbi Kiva in every crown means that the Isis is only the last stop. But the Isis are reaching up. The Isis is a ladder. The Isis are a ladder to go higher. Kedua me'inyin atam nekudas tagin, which the if you look in the PR, it's in Parshas Kisavah, in the Inyan of Bikurim, where it says by the Bikurim, remember what was the name of the basket that the Bikurim was brought in? What was it called in the Torah? Huh? Tana. Tes nun aleph. So Tes nun aleph is Tamim, Nekudas, and Isis. The trop, the vowels, and the Isis. And if you look there in Kisava in PR, it's there, Mendel talks about Lakarta Hatena Yadecha is the Tamim, the Nekudas, and the Isis. And he explains this whole Indian. Kidum Indian Hatam Nekudas Tagim Shalamalam Isis Vemachiusam Banagosam, like the crown, which is the king. The crown controls everything that's happening. There's a crown higher than the letters that's controlling the letters. That's in charge. That's Mashgiach over the letters. She'en onu ata bibiyurim. She'en onu ata bibiyurim. That right now, it's not the time to explain this. V'askalosa ma'oid na'ala. The deeper meaning of this is something which is very, very high. Ma'oid na'ala. V'ne'alom me'ein kol chayin. And on the deepest level, it's really hidden from all of us. It's a secret of Hashem to those who fear Him. Rav Chacham Meivim Yidaitu is also, Chacham understands with his own Das. But he's connecting back to everything he was saying before about Chacham Bina and Das. Chacham Meivim Yidaitu. Lohin Onam Mechanim Kan Lo'Aisius B'Shem Reishis Amachshav or Hamshacha. Therefore we call the Aisius the beginning. We start with the children, Aisius, just letters. It's the beginning of Machshava. When you and I are thinking, the beginning, it begins with, our Machshavas begin with letters. Kemavua b'zayi al-posik v'yishkov b'mokam ahu. The Zohar says, it's coming up in Parshas V'yetzei soon, by Yaakov Avinu. It says when he had the dream of the ladder, which is all about the Aisius and that climb that we're talking about from the letters all the way up to Elokus. That's what it's all about. Therefore it says, v'yishkov b'mokam ahu. He lied down in that place. And the Zohar says, v'yishkov. Yishkov is what? Yesh Chav Beis Asvan. Yishkov is Yesh. There are 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Because that Inyan of Yaakov Avinu with the Sula Mutzav Arza, because every letter is Mutzav Arza, and we see the physical letter here in the world, but the Raisha is Magia Shemaima. But the top of the letter goes all the way up to the highest level of Elokus. So Yaakov Avinu, and that's why, what did Yaakov Avinu, what did he put around his head? Avanim. Do you understand why they're Avanim? Remember what the Avanim are? We learned last week. The Avanim are the Isis. And the Avanim were clamoring to be by Yaakov Avinu's head. Yenich Tzadik, right? Each stone said, let the Tzadik put his head on me. And all the stones came together. And then Yaakov made a matzeva of one stone. And v'yishkov is v'yesh chav beis. And it's Sulam Mutzav Atzav, Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayim, and Sulam is the Gematria Sinai. And that's the Oasis of Torah. And all of that is the Hizgalus of Yaakov Avinu by the Cholam. And that's why there had to be afterwards was later on, then, of course, it's Mizgala only later, is that his name will be Yisrael, which is Yesh Shishim Riba Oasis LaTorah. All of it's about the Oasis. Which first is Yaakov, which is Yud Ekev. And then becomes Yisrael. Ki ein shum dover. Let's finish the sentence. Ki ein shum dover shenivra. Ki ein shum dover shenivra kim al yedei Isis. Because everything exists, everything is created only with the Isis. Ve'ein hein chayis chiyis Isis dover v'kim. That's the chiyis of everything. V'ne Isis anachtavus hem aguf v'heichel al hamuzkar mepeh. The written letters are the body and the chamber to contain the soul of the letters that we say with our mouths. And when we say those letters with our mouths, hem gashmiim, that's physical. We're using our lips. It's less physical than writing it on paper, where it becomes something already that's in the world, that it's there. When you're saying it, it comes out and it's gone. But higher than the lips, hem gashmiim le'erach ha'machshav v'shuvalev, higher than that are the letters before they come to your lips, the letters that are in your heart and the letters that are in your mind. V'ayisum shehem b'leiv. And the letters that are in the heart are on the level of Atzilus, which is known to the heart of those who understand, as is explained in the Ramak and Pardes Yomayim. We're not among those who understand. So we'll continue. We'll try to finish this piece from Pi'oros next Erech Shabbos.